الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we start our class, brother Nassar, he requested a dua for two people. They passed away, family members, from family members, and he requested dua, inshallah, for both of them, and the janazah will be tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. نسأل الله العلي العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يغفر لهما ويرحمهما. نسأل الله العلي العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يغفر لهما ويرحمهما. نسأل الله العلي العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يغفر لهما ويرحمهما. اللهم اغسلهما بالماء والثلج والبرد, واجعل قبرهما روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم يا ربي احشرهم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم يا رب لا تحرمنا أجرهما ولا تفتنا بعدهما, اغفر اللهم لنا ولهما. اللهم يا رب وسع لهم في قبرهما, اللهم أكرم نزلهما, وسع لهما في قبرهما. اللهم يا رب العالمين احشرنا مع الصالحين أجمعين, واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات, والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. Our condolences and two condolences to brother Nassar, inshallah, and his wife, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, now I have a question before I go this topic, and this question is very important. Somebody entered the masjid and he has like 2-3 minutes. Somebody entered the masjid and has 2-3 minutes. Such is Salat al-Fajr. You know, when we enter the masjid in Salat al-Fajr, we are required to pray 2 rak'ah tahiyyatul masjid, to salute the masjid. Then after that, if we have time, we pray sunnah al-Fajr before the fard. All of us know that. What about somebody enter the masjid and he doesn't have enough time in a fajr, zuhr, any time, and he doesn't have enough time to pray to sunnah, because tahiyyatul masjid is sunnah, and sunnah before fajr is sunnah, 2 rak'ah sunnah before zuhr is sunnah. What I have to do? Let's we talk about salat al-fajr. When I enter the masjid, for example, before the iqama, because if the imam establish salat al-fard, no sunnah at all. You enter, you found the imam leading salat al-fard in fajr, no sunnah at all, because the Prophet ﷺ said that. We explained that many times. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقيمت الصلاة فلا صلاة إلا المكتوبة. If the salah will be established by the imam, no salah, no other salah will be valid in the masjid. No sunnah will be valid. No matter why you pray 100 rak'ah of sunnah is not valid. Only to join the imam. But what about if I enter the masjid and I don't have enough time to pray 4 rak'ah in fajr? 2 rak'ah for sunnah and make salam, let's call it tahiyyatul masjid, and 2 rak'ah for sunnah til fajr. It's obligatory sunnah, call it sunnah ratiba. What I have to do, shall I pray sunnah til fajr or tahiyyatul masjid? That's a question here, auction now. Sheikh Kiba, he said tahiyyatul masjid. Anybody else? Sunnah til fajr, forgive me. Sunnah til fajr, huh? Sunnah til fajr. طيب, what about I have solution for you? What about if you have to carry the double niyyah? For the 2 sunnah, I enter, I have 2-3 minutes only, is not enough for me to pray 2 rak'ah and then another 2 rak'ah for fajr. I don't, it's not enough for me. He enter the zuhr, pray 2 rak'ah for salat al-zuhr or tahiyyatul masjid. I have a solution for you and I have the dalil, because I'm not going to create something by myself. Okay, so you make intention to pray 2 rak'ah only, double intention. To pray tahiyyat al-masjid and sunnat al-fajr together in 2 rak'ah. Somebody told me, what is that? You are in a time of the technology. Exactly, Sheikh Mustafa has said, that is not me. Let me give you an example. Somebody meet his wife in the night of Jum'ah. Right? And in the Jum'ah, we have to make ghusl. Yeah. Ghusl, we have to take a full shower before Jum'ah prayer. Is that right or not?
Yes. But we need also to purify myself from the impurification after I meet my wife. You have to make another ghusl. So what do we have to do? When I enter the bathroom, I make ghusl because to clean myself from the impurification. Then I go come out and then I go inside again to make another ghusl for the Jum'ah.
No.
La, it will be only niyyah and double reward. And Allah will double reward for you. Will consider to give you a reward for to clean yourself of the impurification and to wash yourself actually for the Jum'ah. Double. One more thing. Day of Ashura, the Prophet required us to fast the day of Ashura. What about if the day of Ashura come in Monday? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, Sumu al-Ithnain wal-Khamis. Fast Monday and Thursday. And Monday became, for example, or Thursday came with the Ashura. Can I make intention to get both? Yes. You will be rewarded for fasting Monday and it will be rewarded the same day, which is Ashura. Is that clear, my brother? Mm-hmm. So if you don't have time, you could have double niyyah in what? In the sunnah. You could make double niyyah and Allah will reward you twice. Remember this. Remember this, inshallah. That's the question for the brother who confused about, shall I make sunnah al-fajr? The Prophet also, if we talk now, brothers, they say sunnah al-fajr has priority more than tahiyyat al-masjid. طيب. The Prophet, he told me something else also, and this is sunnah too. إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَسْجِدِ If anyone of you enter the masjid, فَلَا يَجْلِسِ Do not sit until you pray to rak'ah tahiyyat al-masjid. And we know in al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw someone came from outside and sit down in Salat al-Jum'ah while he giving the khutbah and exactly told him, stand up. This man, you can yusamma dhul yadayni. A man call it dhul yadayni. He told him, stand up. Did you pray the two rak'ah? I told him, what two rak'ah, ya Rasulullah? He said, tahiyyatul masjid. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wait for in the another narration. He waits until the man completed his two rak'ah and stopped the khutbah. So that means actually it's important or not important.
It's important.
When he told the man after he sit down, he said, if anyone of you enter the masjid, do not sit until you pray to rak'ah light. Don't read or recite Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. No. And the man, exactly the poor man in the member, exactly giving the khutbah for 25 minutes. So lightly. Therefore, I pay attention here. Some brothers, they came to the masjid while the imam giving the khutbah and he sat down believing tahiyyatul masjid will be in the second khutbah of the imam. And you saw him after he sat down, he stood up in the second khutbah to pray the tahiyyatul masjid. No, if you sit down, you lost the tahiyyatul masjid. Unless you forgot. I sit down, forgot that I have to pray even if the imam making the khutbah, started the khutbah, you are required to stand up and pray tahiyyatul masjid because that's what the Prophet ﷺ did with Zuladayn. When he was giving the khutbah in his masjid, he found Zuladayn sit down and he told him, stand up, did you pray tahiyyatul masjid? He said, what tahiyyatul masjid? So he said, if any one of you enter the masjid, do not sit unless you what? You pray two rak'ah. So he required it or not. So if somebody come to it and told me, sunnah al-fajr. Yes, sunnah al-fajr is obligatory. Sunnah ratiba, sunnah mu'akkada.
Yes,
we know. In order to make solution for that, have a double niyyah. Allahu Akbar, you don't say. As we say the niyyah all the time, where is the location for the niyyah? With your heart.
Yes.
You don't stand up. Allahu Akbar, I intend to pray tahiyyat al-masjid. Two rak'ah, and then another two rak'ah for sunnah al-fajr upon me in Masjid Manhattan, which is located very cliffs. What's your story? A story. As some people until today, they probably قال صلى الله عليه وسلم التلفظ بالنية بدعة. If you say the niyyah and you publish it by your tongue, is bid'ah. Why is bid'ah, Sheikh? Why? Because you claim that Allah, he doesn't know what you pray in your heart. Therefore, we say the niyya is located in my heart. You don't have to say, since you leave your office or your house to come to the masjid, Allah, He knows that you're going to masjid manat to pray what? Salat al-Zuhr. So why you stand up and you say story? Do not locate it in, because Allah said in the Quran, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تَخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows about خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ, the betrayal eyes. And what's hidden in your heart? You're walking with your wife in a street. While you're walking, you find a beautiful girl in the other side. So you don't want to show your wife that you're looking for this woman. But the curve of your eyes, mashallah, it's very good. You don't say anything. Mashallah, she's so beautiful. She has a beautiful eyes. Allah, He knows about this betrayal eyes. Do not do that. Do not that. And someone, I was in a class in one masjid, he told me, isn't it the Prophet he said, the first looking is for you and the second looking will be against you? Subhanallah. But actually, so subhanallah, that's when you have accident. Your eyes caught the woman with accident. But not to concentrate from the top to the bottom. And he told me, hey, the Prophet, he told me, first looking is for you. It doesn't work like this. We have to fear Allah. And subhanallah, Allah provide us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Come back to our class, inshaAllah ta'ala, to escape. Actually, to our class today, inshaAllah. Again, safar, traveling, is not by only the niyyah. Is not only by the niyyah. Is the niyyah and to ride your car to go to the airport, so you became in actions. Because some of the ulama, when you read, they say, Sheikh Mustafa, I said something else. La, astaghfirullah. If you intended to travel, exactly, you carry the niyyah, intention, and you have the car, you prepare your luggage to go to the airport, that's the action. I'm going to give you, for example, somebody intended to pray to travel after Salat al-Isha in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Somebody intended to travel after the Isha, but he intended 2 o'clock p.m. Is the Sharia permitting him to shorten the Salat, shorten the 4 rak'ah, the 4 Zuhr and Asr? Because some of the Imams like this, it's upon some of the group of the ulama, said upon the niyyah. When you start to have the niyyah to travel, you are allowed, you are required to shorten the salah, the 4 rak'ah, to make it 2 rak'ah. But if I have this intention early, 2 p.m., shall I shorten the salat al-zuhr and asr? Because I have this only, the niyyah, or to be in action? No, to be in action. Because Allah said that in the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And when you travel in the land, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ, there is no blame upon you. أَتُقْصِرُ, that you shorten your salah, shorten, تُقْصِرُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ, to shorten the salah. So that you will be considered as a traveler when you have the niyyah and plus the actions. How will be the action? Prepare your luggage, the car waiting for you, Uber, whatever it is. You became actually considered as a traveler. And number 300 line. And as we said last class, you will be actually leaving the board of your town. Leaving the board of your town. You cannot combine the salah, or you shorten the salah while you still a resident in your town. Must be traveler. Meaning, if I reach Kennedy Airport by Salat al-Maghrib, can I combine Salat al-Maghrib? And because Allah told me, no blame upon you to shorten the Salah, meaning Zuhr and Asr, 2 rak'ah for Zuhr, 2 rak'ah for Asr, and then shorten the Salah to make the Maghrib the same number, 3 rak'ah, and to pray Salat al-Isha, 2 rak'ah. There is no blame. You are permitted from Allah to shorten your Salah. So I reach Kennedy Airport at 6, for example, 6 o'clock. That's the time for Maghrib. And Isha will be soon, or 5 o'clock. Now, for example, 4:30, 4:30, the Maghrib time. So I reach Kennedy Airport, for example, 4:15. Can I combine, I wait until the Maghrib Adhan, 4:30, and combine the two Salah, Maghrib 3 rak'ah and 2 rak'ah for Isha in Kennedy Airport, wrong. I saw a lot of brother with a big long beard. You look at him, mashallah, he's look like Sahaba, but in knowledge is zero. In knowledge is zero. Because you will be considered as a traveler, you still located. Where is the Kennedy Airport located?
Jamaica.
In where? In where? Which near, town? Which near, state?
New York.
Yes. That means if you live in New York, you are a resident. Unless, as I said before, you live in New Jersey. And after you pass New Jersey, through the Hanal Tunnel, whatever it is, you become in New York. You are not allowed. Yes, you are a traveler. You came 50 miles deep in New Jersey. But you reach Hanal Tunnel and you pass it. You cross Hanal Tunnel. You are not allowed still to combine your salah and to shorten the salah, dhuhr to rak'ah, asr to rak'ah, unless you go deep in New York for 17 kilo, which is 9 miles. God, inshallah. Yes. So if your office after the Holland Tunnel or Midtown Manhattan, and I found myself in the bus, the train, whatever you're taking, and taking only like 5 miles, you are not allowed to shorten the salah because you need how many miles? And which equal how many kilometers? 17 kilometers. You may find some ulama saying 83 kilos. We're going to come to this to explain to you. It's suggestions of the ulama. But I give you the sources of the hadith. I give you the sources of the usul al-fiqh. I give it to you and I show it to you when I print it to you. Sheikh Nassar, remember last class, I give you the class. I give you paperwork and I told you Rasulullah from hadith Anas. I travel with the messenger of Allah and I saw him shorten the salah for 3 miles and 3 farsakh. Farsakh is equal to 3 miles. So the Prophet, he mentioned both 3 mile or 3 farsakh. 3 farsakh mean 9. So the ulama, they took this. Shu'ba, the one he narrated the hadith, he just make like mistake as a sahabi, companion. He make mistake, say 3 mile or 3 farsakh. 3 mile is not 3 farsakh. 3 farsakh, it's mean 9 miles. 9 miles. And the ulama agreed to take the highest one to be actually ensure to shorten your salah. You don't take 3 miles. You take 3 miles. 3 farsakh, because every farsakh is 3 miles. 3 times 3, it's mean 9 miles, which is 17 kilometers. Sheikh Nassar.
Sheikh, so if I'm leaving New Jersey to come to Kennedy Airport, and Maghrib and Asir, by the time I reach, they will be gone. Can I pray before I leave?
By the time you come from New Jersey, and you drove to New Jersey, and you go through New York for 9 miles, which is 17 kilo, and I lost to break the Maghrib on time, and I face the Isha time in Kennedy Airport. Can I combine both of them? Yes,
so
if you combine.
Zohar al-Asr. I mean, I'm leaving before.
Zohar al-Asr.
Yeah.
Let's go come back. Same thing. Subhanallah. So I reach actually the Zohar. And I lost the Dhuhr on time because of the traffic, whatever it is. And I reached until the Asr time became exist. Is that what you said?
No.
You reach at Maghrib time. You're going to reach at Maghrib because of traffic and all that.
So you lost the Dhuhr on time, and the Asr on time, and the Maghrib on time?
Right.
So how many hours are you going to drive to for the...
Miss Zohar and Asr. You're going to miss Zohar and Asr.
You miss the Zohar and Asr.
So can you pray before you leave?
If you're going to pray, for example, Zohar and Asr now, let's focus on this question. Zohar and Asr, and you lost the Zohar and Asr, and also the Maghrib became valid and it became Azan al Maghrib. That's what you say.
Yeah.
Okay. What I have to do with this case? Now, you pray in the Kennedy Airport. You don't take the plane yet. You don't travel yet. And you came from New Jersey. If you came from New Jersey, as I said in the beginning, and you drove 50 miles in New Jersey, and you crossed to be in New York, and you drove to Kennedy Airport for 17 kilos, you will be a traveler. You are allowed to shorten Salat al-Zuhr to make it 2 rak'ah when you pray, and Salat al-Asr to be rak'ah, because you are a traveler. But I'm talking about those who live in New York. and they, because of the traffic, and they lost Dhuhr, they lost Asr, and the Maghrib became valid. So what you have to do, you are not allowed to shorten the Salah because you are a Muqeem. Muqeem, it's mean resident. So how I pray? You pray the Salat al-Zuhr for Rak'ah, you pray Salat al-Asr for Rak'ah, and when you pray the Maghrib, you have one of these two options. Either to leave the Maghrib because the plane will go before Isha. If the plane will go before Isha, you could delay the Maghrib until you became in the plane, and the plane flight for 17 kilo or 9 miles to combine Salat al-Maghrib in the plane for 3 rak'ah and Isha 2 rak'ah. But if you remain also in the plane, it's going to be 9 o'clock. That's mean after Isha.
Yeah.
And about the Maghrib time became valid. Maghrib time became valid. So what I have to do, I lost the three Salah. Salat al-Dhuhr, and Asr, and Maghrib. You pray the three Salah. 4 rak'ah for Dhuhr, 4 rak'ah for Asr. And then after, if you are a resident in New York, don't confuse. If you are a resident in New York, 4 rak'ah for Asr, for Dhuhr, 4 rak'ah for Asr, 3 rak'ah for Maghrib before the plane, because the plane is going to be 9 o'clock, for example, or 10 o'clock. But if you came from New Jersey, and because of the traffic, and you lost the 3 Salah, you lost the Salat al-Dhuhr, you lost the Salat al-Asr, you lost the Ani, when you reach airport, the Kennedy airport, you reach actually in Maghrib, and Maghrib became valid, the Azan for Maghrib. You drove 100 line, you drove within New York 9 miles or 17 kilometers, that mean actually you are a traveler. Less than 17 kilo or 9 miles, you are not allowed to shorten the Salah. Has to be 17 kilometer or 9 miles in order to shorten your Salah, even if you are come from out state. Only for the New Yorker. If they miss it, they have to break complete Salah for Zuhr and Asr and Maghrib. Zuhr for Rak'ah, Asr for Rak'ah, Maghrib 3 Rak'ah. Concentrate, arhamak Allah, because Allah knows you will never gonna find this in any masjid by the mercy of Allah. We give you the result of the fiqh of the ulama fighting too much. I give you the result for this, inshallah. Is anybody still confused about what I say? Anybody? Don't begin better. I can stay with you 5 hours here to clear it for you. That's the most important for me. Because our people, our member here, has to be knowledgeable, especially my ustaz, my teacher, Sheikh Nassar, who is sitting with us, voluntarily with us. May Allah reward every one of you. I cannot explain anything now, inshallah ta'ala, unless we make it, inshallah. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, because I have an appointment. But inshallah, I will be with you Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday to complete this topic. Wednesday and Thursday, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless everyone of you. Jazakumullah khair. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, but Maududi, he says, the minute you leave your home, or you prepare to leave your home, you become not 9 miles, not 3 miles. Okay. He said, well, because you're uncomfortable.